Crime in Pensacola was down 14% across the board in 2013 compared to the previous year. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody looks at the Pensacola Police Department's Uniform Crime Report.
The numbers are based on the 2012 population for the city of Pensacola, which was 52,340.
The figures show an 18% reduction in violent crime and a 14% decrease in nonviolent crime, and this is the largest single reduction in over 14 years in our city.
Mayor Ashton Hayward at Wednesday's morning with the mayor get-together with the local media.
I think we all know in this room public safety is the number one thing that people ask me about, whether we're at a town hall meeting or on the street. I think anything that we can do to go above and beyond to focus on that, we've tried to do that the last 3 years, is really get our crime rate down in the city of Pensacola.
Inside the overall numbers for violent and nonviolent crimes, there were 319 residential burglaries reported within city limits in 2013, compared with 525 the previous year. Police Chief Chip Simmons says that's a 39% reduction.
We've identified areas where we needed to get more officers in the street, officer presence for the residential burglary reduction, and then for the drug. We think that to control the drugs, it goes a long way towards controlling the other crimes. Residential burglaries, the armed robberies, the street-level drugs were what we think were our number one priority, and then everything else was a byproduct.
Seven homicides in 2012 dropped to three last year, and arrests were up 6% at nearly 3,400. The clearance rate, cases in which an arrest was made, totaled 40% compared to the statewide mark of 25%.
Mayor and I discussed it. Really, it started last year, I guess, and probably a couple years ago. We talked about it, talked about what we can do to reduce the crime, some of the things we were seeing. We talked about some initiatives to creative use of overtime and the use of the partnership with the Sheriff's Office, State Attorney's Office, U.S. Attorney's Office. And really, that's where we are now.
Another success story, says the chief, has been teaming up with other local, state, and federal authorities as the Regional Gun Crimes Task Force.
We started to do that just as a test to see if it would work. It's been so successful that Sheriff Morgan and I decided we're just going to keep that thing going. So it works out really well. We put some bad guys in jail for a long time.
Simmons concedes if you're a crime victim, the numbers don't mean very much. But he adds that the dropping crime rates are good news and a positive trend on which they hope to build.
We have a ways to go. We're just excited and letting people know the good job that the men and women of the Pensacola Police Department are doing. And then our partnerships with the neighborhoods and the communities. They're really calling us. Well, I've been here 27 years and we have greater communication with our neighborhood associations, with the social media than we've ever had before.
Much of the extra work has involved overtime for personnel funded by the city and by a grant from the U.S. Department of Justice. When the federal money runs out, Simmons is hopeful that the grant can be renewed for the next couple of years at least.
And it actually has allowed us to expand not just to street-level drugs, but also to the residential burglaries. As we speak, over the last 2 weeks, we've had officers working in this overtime capacity in our area's office, Enoch Highway, because we've noticed there were some residential burglaries. And we've had at least two officers in those neighborhoods every day for the last 2 weeks.
You know, every city in America is fighting crime. And, you know, unfortunately, it'll never be what we want it to be.
Once again, Mayor Ashton Hayward.
Having the communication with the public, the 23 town hall meetings, getting that awareness out there and them calling the police department, calling dispatch to, you know, let them know that we want to partner with them to try to solve crimes, and working with the pastors in the community and their congregations, telling them on Sunday, hey, listen, don't hesitate to report crime, because it has to be a team effort.
The Florida Department of Law Enforcement will review, record, and release the department's report with those from other law enforcement agencies statewide within the next few months. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.